John Mellencamp, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. 5:45. Looking pretty good today. 25 degrees will be the top. Sunny again for tomorrow and Wednesday. Partly cloudy. Top of 27 degrees. We're all live thanks to North Jacklin with that 100% electric Nissan Leaf now available for you to test drive. Go and check it out. Only at North Jacklin. Big weekend.
Yeah, it was a massive weekend. So, got out, DJed a couple of times.
I did see that you were DJing yesterday at Harvey Norman.
Yeah, that was interesting.
What were you DJing at Harvey Norman for?
Well, they booked me, so I went.
Okay.
That's what usually happens. But no, it was something else. I've never actually quite experienced DJing in a car park for Harvey Norman before.
Need to bring something up about that very incident you DJing yesterday.
Okay. Why? What happened?
Quite a few photographs sent to me this morning of one Dave Peters drinking lots of sugary drinks and eating really bad food yesterday.
Eating bad food?
Yeah.
I don't know about the eating bad food, but yeah, I'll admit that I had a couple of soft drinks yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, even one Coca-Cola, which I didn't finish, by the way.
Oh, no. Doesn't matter.
Well.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm sorry.
A couple of weeks ago, you said... And I've got the quote here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Can I have that sound effect again? I have the quote.
This is not an inquisition, is it?
Feel free to pull me up live on the air. I guarantee you I'm not going to break I'm not going to break, and then you stumbled there. That's what it says inaudible. inaudible.
Right, okay.
I'm not going to break the deal. I'm assuming that's what it is. I won't drink any sugary drinks for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, I broke it.
Continue with your excuses.
I've got no excuses whatsoever. I needed that hit yesterday because it was a big weekend up until then, and just to get through it all.
How do you think mothers who have young children? How do you think people who work out at the mines?
Yeah,
and who have cut out sugar in their diet? Do you think they go, you know what? I just really needed a hit.
Well, look. I did slip up. I admit that. Okay, you have those moments where you just
approach the crossbench.
You don't even know what a crossbench is.
No, but it sounds good with that sound effect.
All right. Yeah. Look, I admit it. I had a couple yesterday. I had a lemonade, a couple of lemonades, and a Coca-Cola, and the.
Okay. Can we go back?
Oh God! Here we go.
Moments ago, you said, I didn't even finish the Coke.
No, I didn't.
It's because you drank two lemonades before that.
No, I couldn't stand the taste. I think the hypnotist actually did really well. Like, I had a Coke.
Well, clearly, she didn't mention lemonade then.
Well,
because
no.
Because you had two lemonades.
Yeah, well, yeah, that went down like a dream. But the Coca-Cola, it just...
So, you're guilty!
Yeah, all right, lock me up.
That's all I wanted to hear.
No,
so that's
I'm
an extra bottle of wine into the list.
Hang on a second. No.
We've got this currency between Dave and I that every time he breaks a rule on the air...
Hang on a sec. That was not true at all.
And, well, I'm just going to throw in a bottle of wine for now. Anyway. So, yeah, there's three bottles of wine now.
Okay, what was the
currency?
What was the unhealthy eating bit?
Oh, they said that you'd eaten something that you shouldn't have been eating. Like, lots and lots and lots of popcorn, apparently.
I had one little thing of it, yeah. Lots and lots and lots. It's not like I was...
You should see my inbox messages on Facebook. Every time Dave is out breaking a rule, like drinking, you know, sugary drinks or something, I get like... I don't ask people to do this, by the way.
Yeah.
Hand on my heart. They just inbox me saying, hey, Jay, I've just seen Dave do this, so I'll let you know.
Expect a lot more emails in the years to come.
Guilty! Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 10 to 6 here at Triple M. Triple M's